Chad Reed, great ride today. I think very impressive and very surprising to myself, who got a lot of shit on Twitter, as you'll see shortly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sure. We did a podcast, and I said you were beneath Dungy and Villopoto in my eyes, and here you are. You won.
Thanks. That was nice of you.
Sorry, bud. Like I said, very impressive ride.
No, I felt good today, and I felt like the first moto, I was making a good push for it, and then struggled with a few little things that, and it was kind of...
Your air boot?
That, yeah. So then, yeah, we kind of lost power a little bit, and then it was a little bit confusing, actually, because it kind of made weird noises, and it wasn't sure if the engine was going out or silencer, like, it was just really weird, and kind of had to wrap my head around it a little bit, so I just kind of backed it down there, and but overall, I think, you know, I came in feeling pretty good, and, like, riding and testing's been going well. I felt like I've made really good choices on the tracks that I've chose to test at, and the Honda guys, I think, have been really, you know, purposeful on the directions we go on, and, you know, I think out, you know, communicating the last two Supercrosses and then carrying that over into this, I think it was a nice transition. So, always coming into, you know, from Supercross to outdoors, I always feel like I struggle with the comfort level, where the track's just nasty, and then trying to just go fast. And I feel that on this bike, you know, I feel pretty damn calm, you know, pretty, just feel good. Like, yeah. I feel that, you know, like, I mean, for me, the best that I felt outdoors, and, you know, I always relate to 09, and I feel like I feel, you know, as good, if not a lot better than that. So, we'll see. You know, I think I respect these two guys so much. I mean, I think they're great outdoor riders. I think that's, you know, we've only just seen the beginning of it. They're gonna be fighting all season long. I think Villopoto is awesome. It should be silly for us to underestimate him. Obviously, he's, you know, been sick or something like that. So, and it looked like he was having some bike issues today as well. So, you know, they got work to do. And, you know, for us, we just got to continue, you know, the momentum.
Without talking bad about your old bike or whatever, but how much better is this bike, or is it, and what does it do better, the full factory bike?
Okay, good job, man. Appreciate it. I mean, if you want to start comparing bikes, I mean, for me, it never fit my style. It was, I felt like, you know, I was on one side, it was on the other, and we just never bonded very well.
No, I was you're talking about the Cowie.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the two Honda bikes.
Oh, the two Honda bikes?
You know, I mean, it's just, is it lighter? Is it just faster? Yeah. I mean, I don't want you, obviously Pro Circuit is your guy that you know, I don't want to cause any shit. I just wanted to know what a factory bike is like.
I mean, the biggest thing is it's a lot lighter than my bike. Mm-hmm. I think, I would put it in the form that you can, you know, it's a factory bike, and typically with a factory bike, you have a lot of options to customize a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So I think that you can refine the motorcycle quite a lot more. Mm-hmm. So I would just say the weight and personalize it, you know. Right. Like, I wouldn't say that my, you know, I mean, I never rode my PC outdoor anyway. So, I mean, you're comparing Supercross bikes, but my Supercross bike, I mean, it was great. I mean, I was able to win a race. I was able to beat podium. So it was good enough, but it just, you know, those little things, you know, little things that I didn't have at my disposal that if I could, you would want to work on it, tweak on it a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think with saying that I can just, we can customize the bike a lot more to my pretty much everything that I want. You know, the hydraulic clutches, I think, is a really nice thing. I was honestly nervous about it. I didn't really know what to expect from it, especially outdoors. You know, you're pretty hard on it. So I didn't really know, you know, like, I wasn't that I didn't trust it, but it's the unknown.
Right.
But man, I love it. It's the same every time you pull it in. It's consistent, and so it's you know, from a rider's point of view, it's a big benefit as well.
Well, you rode KTMs in Australia for a little bit, didn't you, or no?
I rode it one time, but and you know, but over the years I've rode KTMs. I mean, back in I think like 2000 or 2001 or something like that. My cousin, actually maybe even earlier, like 98, 99. My cousin was a KTM guy when I was first going amateur, and you know, I'd rode those things, but the KTM hydraulic clutch is a little more on off, where I think Honda has mastered replicating the cable feel, you know, I think a little bit more, so it's nice.
I felt like you really found some, like, early in the moto, lap 1, 2, 3, good, but then you really started clicking off, you really started feeling it. Were you just finding some new lines? It took a while.
Yeah, just in the first moto, the first lap, I felt like I could go. You know, like if those guys weren't there, I felt like I could have dropped the hammer and gone. I had a really good feeling, and it was pretty wet. And I think that was one thing that I really struggled with last year, and especially 09, was struggling with when they put water on the racetrack. So today I felt better at that, and that's, you know, that's kind of a positive thing, because that's something that we're going to have to deal with week in and week out. And it was probably my biggest weakness. So, and I felt like I had pace, and I think I had more pace than what I actually showed, you know. So I kind of just did what we had to do, and it was a pretty sketchy racetrack. So I, you know, it was, obviously I was getting after it, but you're trying to be pretty purposeful with it as well. So something that I don't feel like I've had in the past, especially against Dunge last year. And so that's, you know, all positive things leaning in the right direction for me.
You did something today that nobody did last year, and that was you broke him. He caught you at the end with about four laps to go, got within a second, and it looked like you just had more in the tank, which is amazing. We didn't see anything like that from him last year.
Yeah.
Maybe broke is a little, like, harsh, but,
yeah,
you know.
But I think for me, I'm a little surprised because, I mean, I know those guys, you know, they're pretty anal about their training programs, right. And, you know, I know I've seen them in California. I've seen them doing 30s. This is the first 30 that I've done since last year. We haven't been focused on this at all. So to come out here and do two 35-minute motos, you know, both strong motos, I actually am pretty excited that, yeah, that my fitness is pretty decent. Obviously, we can work on it a little bit, but we'll ease into that for the season and try to. It's always hard. It's like such a tough thing to juggle, you know, Vegas. Vegas is the end of the year. For me, it was a successful season. We had a lot of fun. You know, there was mornings where I went to bed at 7:30 and was hungover all day long. And so right. I feel like I'm only just getting over Vegas, you know.
Yeah.
So I think to look back at what we've done, and I think we can only get better from here.
Well, I underestimated you once again. JT was blowing me up on text, and I got to say, you really surprised the shit out of me. Great ride.
Hey, thanks. It's always good to surprise. And I don't know. I mean, last year is not a good indication of me, but I think 09.
You won here last year.
Yeah, but I think it was just one of those things. You know, I think maybe Andrew was looking over me and just kind of made it happen. But after that, it was just a tough year. And other than that, I mean, other than James and Ricky, I mean, it's not like anyone really beat me. I mean, Red Dog a little bit and K-Dub, but, you know, K-Dub's around, but...
Timmy, Red Dog.
Yeah.
Red Dog beat you.
Yeah. Red Dog beat me a few times. A lot of times.
All right, man. Hey, well, there's a lot of other people waiting for you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Appreciate it.